It was probably one of the more physical games we've played, and hence the number of injuries on both teams, not only our boys but their boys as well. And we've felt it this week with a lot of guys sort of carrying niggles here and there. Obviously, a couple of boys out, a couple of key boys, Mullen and Bestie out with sort of some mid to long term injuries, which isn't good. But you know, these guys who have stepped into the frame, they're well up to the task, and you know, it's an opportunity for them, which I'm sure they'll take with two hands.
You and Ollie now, you're the centre partnership. You've been together for what, a season and a half now?
Yeah. No, a lot of history with Grovesy. You know, he's a class act, obviously. You know, he was rewarded with his Scotland caps, and he done well at that level as well. And I'm sure he's budding it to get back into the mix in the Scotland setup. And I'm sure he will if he continues playing the way he is.
What did that do for the lads? I mean, it's always a good spirit, but you know, you come in Monday morning, have you beaten Bath, and you're 9 points above Newcastle at the bottom. That must lift the spirits around the place.
Yeah, big style. I guess it's nice to come in and prepare for a week on the back of a win. It's a lot easier to look at the negatives, knowing that, you know, the end product was a win. You know, and so much effort and many hours, not only the players but the management as well. You know, being invested in trying to get those things that haven't been going so right, you know, on the money, and I guess it was nice to come out with the result and do those things right and finish a game off, which was key, which is again a bit of a mental battle to get over.
Now, Exeter this week, many moons ago, you left there to come to Worcester.
yes. 2000, end of 2003-04, I played about 5 months down there. Sort of come halfway through the season. They were in the championship then, and so were Worcester. It was funnily enough, the week we were playing Worcester approached me on the Monday kind of thing and told me come up and have a look around on the Wednesday. So I wasn't sure where they were playing at, whether it was a get in my head or what. But no, yeah, I'm here now. I had a great time, good bunch of lads down there. Richard Baxter's still playing down there, so I look forward to trying to tackle him. He's a big old lump, and Rob Baxter was playing at the time, and he's obviously coach. So, yeah, there is a bit of history there. I look forward to going and catching up with them and hopefully doing a job on them as well.
I mean, they've done well since those days on the old county ground, which was a bit of a bog, wasn't it?
County ground, that brings back fond memories, yes. No, they've done well on and off the field. They've obviously upgraded to, you know, Sandy Park, and you know, I've been down there, had a look. And it's a very impressive setup. It reminds me of a bit of a mini Worcester, to be honest. Worcester on a smaller scale. They've got the conferencing and all the rest of it. It's going to be a tough old match. If we thought Bath was, you know, a physical game, I think, you know, we've got another thing coming. And it's something we've been sort of beating the drum this week on, is that, you know, you don't turn up physically. If the intensity's not there, you know, we can be made to look quite silly, especially down there.
You're not getting any younger. I'll remind you of that. It's a hard old game out there. I mean, how long are you going to keep going?
Hey, as long as I enjoy it. I think it's one of those things. You know, you often talk to guys who are retired and they're, you know, long time retired, and what they miss is that, you know, is being out on the pitch and the banter with the boys, you know, off the pitch. And I enjoy both. And at the moment, you know, body's fine. I'm in good nick. Touch wood, and just continue trying to put out the performances. You know, minute someone takes my jersey and I'm not feeling up to it, then, you know, then that's when maybe I contemplate hanging up the boots. But until then, you know, we just keep cracking on.